Welcome back, everyone, to the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery, still hosting from the wonderful Maddens at Gull Lake at AIGA Minnesota's design camp. And I have with me Ben and Steven. Is that right?
That's correct.
From Studio on Fire.
True.
True. All right. So, actually, I was up here last year for the AIGA National Conference, and Ben gave me the tour along with a few of the people from Nina Paper. You guys got a, for a letterpress shop, it's an impressive little, impressive big shop.
It's bustling. Yeah.
We definitely have a problem with rescuing 1960s, 1950s era old Heidelberg presses.
I want to say when we were there, you guys had 16 machines of some sort or another.
Yes, and the equipment has gotten more active probably since you were there, especially on the engraving and foiling side of things.
Right, I was talking to someone about it and talking to him, I was like, yeah, and then he's like, we're doing engraving. I'm like, oh, I couldn't tell you what machine was what, but you guys have some impressive stuff. How long have you guys been doing this again?
The studio has been active since it started in my basement in 1999. So,
and your basement isn't big enough to house you right now.
No. The shop now is about 10,000 square feet and has.
It's an impressive basement.
A dozen people. So it's grown quite significantly.
Okay. And Stephen, how long have you been with the studio?
I've been working with Studio on Fire for the past 3 years. I entered in as a second pressman. I've always loved printmaking. I'm slowly moving my way into the digital pre-press realm and handling office-y side stuff and filling in every hole I can.
We wear many hats.
Yeah.
Well, you guys did the collateral for this event. Did you guys do the design or just the printing? Or
we did the print print production for letterpress, and then the Save the Date had some more elaborate foil stamping and die cutting. Image House was a great design partner.
Yeah, I think I saw that. And Nina Paper gave the classic crest Epic Black.
Right.
Yes.
So I was wondering.
Eggshell finish.
Ooh. Okay, so does that. Do you guys get more excited when a project comes in and it's like epic black paper with eggshell finish as compared to another white one? Or do you care?
I personally get really, really excited when there are projects that come through our doors and we have to use critical thinking skills to combine all of the process that we have under our umbrella. Like we said, for the Save the Date, it had letterpress aspects, foiling aspects, die cutting, and then also other crazy hand assembly and all that kind of stuff. And getting it done on a pretty good timeline, it's something that's really entertaining.
And it's often an interpretive exercise.
Right.
You know, it's not necessarily always that the designer knows, I want this to be letterpress, I want this to be foil. And you know, there's a planning process to sort of interpret the design into a production aspect.
Yeah, I mean, I've only done a few letter presses, but we even had the press man actually call, and they're like, you say you want a blind emboss, but that doesn't necessarily mean you don't want ink on it. Like, because there's, you know, do you want a varnish with it? Do you want whatever? And I was like, oh. And then also just talking to the pressman about what levels to lay the colors down because of the transparencies and the overlapping. And I think I just kind of had to explain, this is the idea that we're going for, and like, what's best to make it work? Because
yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah,
so that interpretation thing, I started to kind of see.
And there's several terms like emboss is a good example of one that get used for everything that is tactile in print. As we hear all the time, I love that embossing that you do. And it's like, well, we do some embossing, but actually most of what we do is letterpress, which is closer to a deboss because it's pressed into the paper.
Right.
That's a very simple example, but a lot of what we do as printmakers for designers is an education curve.
Yeah, like what's the difference between an engraving machine and a letterpress machine?
they're opposite.
They're absolutely opposite in every way. It's actually really wild.
Where letterpress is a plate pushing into the surface of the paper. Engraving is paper being pushed into the surface of the plate. So the result with letterpress is down into the paper. The result with engraving is up from the surface of the paper.
Oh, fascinating.
So if you, like if you feel an old-fashioned postage stamp, you can oftentimes on those graphics feel a distinct kind of raised quality. If you feel the larger areas on money, you know, the seal, you can kind of feel the engraved quality of it. That's classical intaglio printing. That's the kind of engraving that we're talking about.
Okay. And so what's your guys' what got you in, like what machine was it that got you into all the specialty printing? Like what's the thing that you still love?
I'm going to go first because if we talk to Ben about this, it'll be a good hour and a half long section. I personally started out in screen printing. I took a print production class in school when I was going to school for design. Walked out of college and kind of never took out a housing loan, so I used that for a business loan, started my own little screen printing business, and slowly fell into the realm of working with letterpress and printing that way.
Right, because you needed a 4,000-pound press instead of a small silkscreen.
Right. Okay. So that's how I started out.
I started out saving up for a welder because I wanted to do sculpture work, and as I kind of had grown as a graphic designer, I think the what I saw as possibility for making things that I was designing was really, really attractive, and sort of on a whim bought a 2,000-pound press and moved it into my basement at the time, and very nearly maimed some people in the process of that trying to go down a flight of stairs. So.
Right. And you guys actually, speaking of that, you moved your studio, I think, when we took the tour last year. So you've had to move the equipment multiple times.
Which is usually the most expensive part of the process. Rigging a press at both ends of a move and paying for the transport is certainly one of the more expensive parts of the shop equipment side of things.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. All right, and welcome back. And Sam has shown up with chocolates, so we like her the most, all of a sudden. And true. Sam, you're the designer over at Studio on Fire.
I am, yeah.
So when I got the tour last year, I'm like, wow, there's a lot of stuff here, but it seems so like nothing's happening. And then I realized, oh, I'm doing the tour on a weekend. So I assume that during the weekdays it's a little more hectic and such than when I was there. But what brought you into, like, how is it being a design? I mean, I know designers at print shops, but normally they don't have the print capabilities that I've seen from Studio on Fire. So how is it working knowing that your final work's going to be on engraved or letterpressed on almost everything?
I think that, helps you get through any day. Like, you could have a really crappy day, and then you're like, but anything I design is going to be produced in-house letterpress. So that's kind of a cool, like, oh, this is, it's going to be cool in the end. And it's kind of cool where we work. It's not just letterpress. It's, can we do this? So it's like you think up something, you're like, this is kind of weird, we've never done this, can we do this? So you kind of talk to the people in the different processes and be like, do you think this could happen, or do you think you could match this? Or, kind of figuring out that problem solving to whereas we've moved beyond just like letterpress printing something pretty. So trying to make it work in a different way.
Right, and what you guys say, you guys are more like modern, where everything you guys do is from original plates. It's, you guys don't do the original block letters and stuff. It's...
No, I think, not that...
I'm not saying either one's worse or better. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of the trademark
there's
of what you guys do.
There's a definite romance with setting actual pieces of wood and lead type.
Oh, I mean, I've been to Hatch Show Print, and it's amazing. Yeah, oh, yeah. And you go in there, and you're like, oh, this is great. But that's why there's more than just Hatch in this business, because you guys do something completely different, but it's still the same equipment, kind of.
Well, and that's, I think, for an example, when we started with engraving presses about a year and a half ago, as these things have gotten set up, the type of clients that we're engraving for and the type of work that we're doing from the engraving standpoint is very, very different from what traditional engraving was. The typical clients for that in the past many decades have been law firms and medical institutions and people with a judicial kind of title. But the kinds of things we're doing that have brought it much more to design clientele, and combining it with letterpress and combining it with duplexing multiple papers together and just doing things, combining techniques in interesting ways. Very few of the things that go through the shop are just one process and then it's done. It's, the more that we've kind of tweaked and added things, the more we're
seeing a lot of crossover.
Do you guys get bored easily, I take it, and you're like, hey, let's bring in a duplexer? Is that the whole motivation here?
I think it's more upon what Ben finds.
Yeah.
And this machine shows up, and it could be in a creepy crate, or it could just be like set up and running by the time you get there.
Or it may not be a machine at all.
There have
you
been
guys have like a giraffe in the office by now?
There definitely have been a couple of days where you just kind of come in and you go, huh.
We're going to do that now.
What's that do? Oh, all right.
And sometimes nobody's sure. I mean, there's been a lot of times, like, looking for a manual and, you know how to use a sewing machine. Can you get this sewing machine to work? And you know how to use this kind of press. Does that apply to, this new press that we found? And by new, something, 70 years old. But just kind of applying everyone's group knowledge to get things moving. So I think it's more of a curiosity than a boredom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Constant. Okay. That's fair. So what's the next adventure? What's been added like the most recently out of the equipment?
I think
is this Seroglia?
Yeah, probably the Seroglia is the last most recent machine up and running. It's a larger format Italian press that does foiling and die cutting. So we're able to do basically match our largest letterpress sheet that we can do. We're working with like half size sheets, so 21-28 is kind of our large.
That's pretty big though for letterpress.
It's very big for letterpress.
Very large.
Yeah. So how do you get an Italian foiling machine? Like, do you just eBay that? Like, I want to go buy one, can I pick one up on my way out of town?
There's well-established sort of networks of equipment dealers, but for me, it's very much about finding what is the best tool for the job, and how can the most premium work happen off of it? Because there's a lot of equipment out there to be had, but not a lot of equipment in really, really good condition that has the tolerances to do amazing work.
Sure, and do you guys just print their end design? Like, do you just print what you design, or do you guys take in other work? No. What do people do? Or do you guys ever design stuff you don't print?
Yeah. Yes to everything.
Yes to all.
So we mostly print for other people, and print is kind of a broad, all that specialty stuff. And then we also design things that we print, and then a very small fraction of the things we design are not printed. But that's usually for a client that we're also printing for. So usually they're somehow connected.
Sure. Okay, we're going to take one final break. And for people to find more information, it's just studioonfire.com, I believe.
That's the one.
Studioonfire.com.
So out of this all, and out of the years, obviously you guys still enjoy, you obviously enjoy this if you keep adding new equipment. It's not like you guys have stayed still. What's your favorite part of the process?
My favorite part is, as the designer, is probably the press check, because I've been staring at it on screen and Pantone colors aren't represented accurately, you know, and so you're kind of building the gist of what it's going to look like, and so seeing that first sheet come off press and getting to touch it and feel it and, you know, kind of starting to see it take shape, that's my favorite part.
Now, you have the advantage, like, or I don't know if it's a disadvantage, because a lot of times, you know, it's like press check, isn't that the excuse to get out of the office, take the whole afternoon off, like, kind of show up to the printer, but then just kind of bail and go shopping or something?
I mean,
that's probably a little more difficult.
He's sitting right there.
How's that working out for you?
Press checking is like a 30-foot walk. Or actually, they come to me, so I don't have to go anywhere. They just come up and into our office and show it to me. So yeah, I guess, I mean, that's kind of a bummer that I don't have to leave. But in-house letterpress capabilities kind of negates any afternoon shopping.
I also assume that you're in the one of the design positions where the pressman actually cares maybe even more about how the project turns out than you do. Like at the press,
they definitely care a lot, and I'm notoriously picky, one of the pickier clients, so it's kind of when they see like my name come up and think like, oh god, okay, here we go.
Can we print this on the day she's really gone?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I don't know about you guys, what your favorite part is.
My definite favorite part of it is working for a great company, just full of really great people, all working for the common goal. And then as far as like my own duties is tearing apart somebody's idea from the opening and actual design of stuff, and making sure that it's going to work, and we're going to be able to show them something on the end of the line that they're going to be happy to receive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part of it has always been sort of deconstructing things visually and figuring out how it's made or how to make it, and you know that sort of figuring out in, you know, sort of backing into it from the design standpoint and saying, what's the best way to make that thing and then go for it is really what's kind of driven me to do things in the printing industry that not a lot of other people are doing. And admittedly, they're more difficult and otherwise, everybody would do it.
Do you have that one job that's come through the door that you're like, I did not expect to ever work on this, but this is amazing?
I think a lot of them, or even a lot of them that you're not excited about, by the time you get done, you're like, that turned out really cool. Like, I didn't see it coming out that way, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's just been a rash of business cards lately that are just really elaborate, where, you know, there's a foil, there's a emboss, there's a letterpress, there's a duplex or a quadplex, and it's like, you know, oftentimes these business cards cost several dollars a piece, but you know, it's, you talk about quirky projects, they're, you know, people want to go all out to make something crazy, and we'll help them do it.
That's wonderful. So, well, I enjoy your work. It's studioonfire.com. Thank you guys so much for being on the show. And I think we got a happy hour, and then a networking thing, and then a expo, and then a bonfire. So I think we have four parties in a row here. So
get ready.
Let's see if we can make it through.
We'll do what we can.
As Kim said earlier, it's a marathon.
It's a marathon.
Yes. All right. Well, thank Sam, Stephen, Ben. Thank you very much, and we'll see. We'll see if we can make it through the rest of the night.
Take care.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.